that give glad tidings to those who are tolerant, who are forbearing, who are exercising patience when it comes to such matters. And Allah will test everyone. No one under the sky is left with regards to this. And if there was anyone that was left untouched, then it would have been the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But they too went through trying times, and they went through difficult times, as Allah says in the Quran about the different Anbiya. And also the hadith, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. So in these words and in these spirits, we have Mufti Saab today speaking to us with regards to the incident which you are all aware of Marana Ismail Bayat's family passing away a week ago. And we know the tragic incident involving the loss of lives, etc. But there are also lessons that others can take from there. And in that regard, Mufti Saab will be speaking to us. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana Habib, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
Mufti Saab, as I mentioned in my outline and my introduction, that you'll be speaking to us about how to take benefit and lessons from even the sad incidents of life.
Yes, indeed, Mawlana. There is a lesson to be learned in everything in life. Whether they are happy incidents or happy events or whether they are sad events, but a believer should be taking lesson and admonition from all these type of events so that it helps us to improve, it helps us to better ourselves, and inshallah in that way we can become stronger, we can become better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are indeed some important lessons to be taken from all situations in life.
Yes, indeed. And I believe there's a letter also written in this regard, and perhaps you want to share it with us, Mufti Saab?
Yes, before I go to the letter, obviously, I think last week I did not come onto the program as well. And you did inform me that you had announced to our honorable listeners of Radio Islam International about the tragedy in our family, where last week there was a terrible accident, and my nephew, Maulana Ismail Bayat from Spingo Beach, was traveling with his family. And the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accident that took place in which he lost his little son, Muhammad, who was about just over four years old, and he lost his wife, who was 37 years of age. Together with him were his three daughters, also in the car. Two daughters, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, just had light injuries, but the one daughter suffered very severe injuries, and till yesterday she was in ICU, but alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, she has now been transferred to a private ward, which is an indication that, alhamdulillah, she is making a good recovery. Unfortunately, something beyond the control of anyone. She had lost her arm. Her left arm is completely gone. So the doctors even had the one part of the arm, but it was not possible to sew it on because it was a very complicated situation.
Yeah.
So this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, she had suffered very severe injuries to her leg, and there was a fear that she would have lost her leg. But the grace of Allah, she didn't lose her leg, and, you know, they managed to salvage her leg. Operations took place, and there is still some more operations to take place. So I don't want to go too much into all the Maulana. All families go through tragedies, big or small. And may Allah Ta'ala give all the families that have gone through any kind of difficult experiences, may Allah Ta'ala give them a lot of sabr and courage and the ability to deal with these difficult situations. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then reward them on the sabr that they make, and make it a means of elevation in the hereafter, and make it a means of forgiveness of sins, and make it a means of lofty ranks in Jannah for all.
Ameen.
Many families, you know, even after this tragedy, obviously at that time you feel so shocked and so grieved, but many people came forward with their own personal accounts of how, what they've been through, and Allah, but your hair stands on end when you hear about some of the families and what they've gone through. So this is all the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all one family, one ummah, one family. And when anyone in the ummah goes through some kind of a crisis, then we think about them with sympathy and du'as and so on. And whilst we may personally experience something like this, and it has a very heavy impact on a person, but there are so many people. Look at, we just think about what's happening in Syria, for example, what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Gaza. And we hear the incidents of families, whole families have been killed, whole families were wiped out. Then you compare whatever we're going through in relation to what those people are going through, and still it is just so little, it's just a drop in comparison. There are so many families in Gaza, the whole family, 25, 30 members were wiped out. Only one or two people left. In Syria, 40, 45 members of one family gone. Only one or two children survived. So, you know, on the scale of the loss, indeed, those people are really going through such a difficult time. And it hasn't stopped. It continues, it continues. You know, on our side, we know that, okay, the incident happened, it's over, it's done with. They are living constantly in anxiety, constantly in fear. So we always take consolation from somebody else's difficulties and problems, and we think and ponder over it. And then what happens, it lightens our own grief, because we see that we're not the only ones. There are so many others that are going through difficult times. But nevertheless, it was a very difficult time, and I also want to take this opportunity to thank, the many hundreds of people, including your good self, Moana, for the messages of consolation, the messages of condolences that we received, and the many du'as that we received. Many may have wanted to contact but didn't manage to get through, but we know that they have made lots of du'as, and this is what is all helping all of us, and we really appreciate that. So I want to personally use this opportunity to thank all who have offered their messages and du'as, and Allah Ta'ala reward everyone. Nephew Mawlana Ismail's late wife, may Allah Ta'ala fill her qabr with noor and grant Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala blessed her with some beautiful qualities, and his ustad, our honorable elder here in Durban, Mufti Ibrahim Salidi, Daul Barkatu, who is the principal of Madrasa Ta'limuddin, had asked him to actually write a letter in which he stated some of the wonderful qualities of his late wife. And the idea of doing that really was just to inspire others so that they could take inspiration out of it. We cannot bring the deceased back to life, obviously, but we can learn lessons. And I think that is the whole purpose, that how we can improve and how we can become better and how we can take lessons. So there were some, mashallah, wonderful points there and some wonderful lessons to be derived. So inshallah, I think I will touch on some of that. Before I go to that, I also want to mention that, you know, when Marana's daughter, who's in hospital, and we still request du'as from all the honorable listeners that kindly make a lot of du'a for her speedy recovery, and Allah Ta'ala make her path of recovery very easy. Obviously, it's going to mean quite an adjustment for her in life after having lost an arm to come. She was, mashallah, very, very good in the kitchen. Her father had taken her out of school when she was young, and he was preparing her for her role as a home executive, or what they call a housewife. and she had, from young, she had learned to cook and bake, and she was very, very good in the kitchen, mashallah. I can bear witness to that fact myself, and all the members in the family too. She
mashallah.
Prepared some wonderful dishes and so on, but now obviously it's going to be an adjustment. You know, Allah Ta'ala make it easy. And just something to ponder and reflect that when, obviously now she knew her arm had gone, but she mentioned something very, very beautiful to her father or to somebody in the family that, yes, I resign myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I may have lost my arm, but alhamdulillah, my leg is saved. So at least I have the ability to walk and to move. Imagine if my leg was gone, how difficult my life would have been. So even in that condition, a person should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an incident mentioned about Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A very, very wealthy and influential person in Medina. In, up till today, Maulana, you see that port of Urwa bin Zubair on the outskirts of Medina where the Wadi Atiq is. Right close to the Wadi of Atiq, there is till today the ruins of the port of Urwa bin Zubair, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with wealth and status and honor, and he had a lot of influence also and piety. A lot of piety and knowledge. Now, it is said about Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu that on one occasion, some mishap or calamity overtook him in which he lost his leg. And also, in that same period, Allah blessed him with four sons. One of his sons passed away. So some people came to meet him, to condole with him and, you know, to give him support. So they told him that, you know, we are very, very sad and we are very sorry at what has happened to you. You know, we came to offer our condolences and our sympathy and support to you. So Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, my brothers, I thank you for coming to give me support. But alhamdulillah, in this condition too, I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has been so kind to me. That Allah ta'ala gave me four limbs, two hands and two legs. Out of four, Allah only took one away and he still left three with me. And Allah ta'ala gave me four sons, and out of four sons, Allah took one away and left three with me. So should I be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should I be complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said to them, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the power of taking all four away. Allah ta'ala could have taken all four limbs away. Allah could have taken all four sons away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just took one quarter away and still left me with three quarters. Or we would say Allah ta'ala took away 25%, but he left 75%. This is his mercy and kindness. So imagine, even in those difficult times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the people sabr, and they have that forbearance, and they're able to bear that difficulty and loss with so much of patience and beauty. So in these things, again, as we said, the whole idea and purpose is for us all to learn lessons. We should always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. We should make dua to Allah ta'ala to grant us peace of heart and mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not test and try us because our iman is very, very weak. But if the test does come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have been told in the Holy Quran, over and over, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, definitely, certainly, undoubtedly, surely, we are going to test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, the very ayat which you recited in the beginning, Mawlana. وَنَفْسٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Five things, different things. Ulama have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a person in different ways. Allah ta'ala tests a person, for example, sometimes, with good health, a person is tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he uses it, and sometimes Allah takes the good health away and Allah tests a person in sickness. Sometimes Allah ta'ala tests a person in wealth, and sometimes Allah ta'ala tests a person by taking away his wealth. Sometimes Allah ta'ala tests a person by giving a person respect, and sometimes Allah ta'ala takes the respect away, and in disgrace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a person. So this is life. نبتليه فجعلنا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. Again here Allah Ta'ala says, we created man in Surah Al-Dahr. إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة. We created man from a drop. نبتليه. But the purpose why we created him is to test him out. Man is here. We are in an examination room. We have to write the papers. Some people will write some paper, some will write another paper. Different faculties and different departments have different papers that are set. Obviously, the people in the math classroom will write the maths paper. People in the science exam room will write the science paper. People in the languages room will write the English paper, Afrikaans paper, or whichever other language paper. Those people who are in the humanities will write the history and social papers. So everybody is going to write. Nobody can say, I'm not going to write the paper. I'm not going to write an examination. Examination is going to come to each and every one in some way or the other, because that is our purpose of creation. Nabtalihi. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we have shown him the straight path. We have shown man, in other words, we have taught him the syllabus. The syllabus has been shown to him. Now, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Either he's going to pass the paper, or otherwise he's going to fail the paper. That paper that was set. So this is the paper, this is the test, this is the exam of life. And everyone has to go through this examination, whether we like it or not, we're going to have to go through these papers. So we say that we learn from others, like you know how they say, when somebody wrote the exam, then others go and see, what's the tips, man? Tell me, you know what? which are the favorite areas, which questions are going to come? So a person... Now, this is where we say we take inspiration from other people's difficulty, that we see what they went through, and we see how they dealt with it. And then we try to deal with our losses exactly in the same way or similar way. Now, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the best example for us in the event of loss of life and difficulties and hardship in this world. There was no better example for this ummah than the example of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat has really, really tested his beloved in the most difficult of ways. And Allah Ta'ala's further, he passed in the most spectacular way, that Allah Rabbul Izzat made him the role model for and of guidance for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Now, you know, any relative that we can imagine, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the demise and death of those relatives of his, and he showed us how to deal with the loss and how to cope with the loss in the most beautiful way. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the demise of his own beloved mother in front of his eyes when he was only 6 years old, and nobody was there even to bury her. He had to bury her with his own hand, dig the grave and place her as a six-year-old child. What a traumatic experience that must have been for him. I doubt that any six-year-old person in any way in the world that had to face a situation like this, that the mother passed away in front of the person's eyes, the child's eyes, and the child had to actually dig the grave and put the mother inside the grave. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with Umm Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha and himself, just the two of them alone in the desert of Arabia in a place called Abwa. known place between Makkah and Medina, just after Badr, is where the grave of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mother is found. Then he lost his grandfather, he lost his uncle, not one uncle, more than one uncle. He lost his aunt, he lost his cousins, he lost his beloved children, he lost his beloved children. Three sons Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam buried with his own hands in this world. Three daughters he buried with his own hands. Grandchildren he buried with his own hands. His beloved wife, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, how much he loved her, the mother of his children, he buried her also. His beloved companion, so many of them, you just take that, his own family, his closest and nearest and dearest ones, how many deaths there were in the family of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala used this as a means of lesson and inspiration for his ummah to come to the day of Qiyamah. In fact, there cannot be a greater loss for this ummah than the demise of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After his demise, the demise of everyone else is lighter. What could be a greater loss for the ummah than the demise of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And Allah Ta'ala taught us the biggest lesson, that if my beloved could not live on in this world, then whose beloved is going to live on? And who can expect their beloveds to carry on living? In other words, we have to all be ready from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, that any time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call us away or our beloveds away, and we have to deal with this, with these things in life. Well, I think I didn't really get down to touching on the letter itself. There's many very valuable points and lessons that we can derive, but inshallah I think we'll leave that for next week or so.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib, for the time. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Allah will most definitely test each and every person in this world. The husband through the wife through the husband, the parents through the children, and vice versa. Nobody's free from test, and everybody's test come in different forms, in different shapes. One is to moan and cry, and to say, why me? And one is to say, oh Allah, give me the strength. I'm being tested. You give me the strength to come out from here. And Allah is the one that will help us, inshaAllah. أولئك الذين علي أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.